Let's be honest, it's hard to start a small business. Sound Advice is known for its truth-telling, and that's our USP. And our brand new mini-series is designed to give you even more insight. So, over to this week's guest.
I mean, we had hiccups all along the way, and I think I forgot most of them. I mean, if you talk about like customer-facing ones, I mean, or business-facing, the easy ones, I mean, we received our first batch of product in our warehouse in July 2010, like 3 months in the business. I went to the warehouse, I printed labels, one batch, two batch to test the printer, stick them all on parcels, and I stick the wrong batch of labels on everything got lost. The first delivery of products, which was, by the way, for half of it a bit late, got lost. And I spent my Friday evening with my even worse than now French-English accent on the phone with customers telling me, where is my parcel? And you have to be there. Sorry, guys. They are actually lost in transit. And they're going to come, but we never know when. Okay. So that was the first batch. Actually, half of them arrived with broken foot because the armature hadn't been packaged well, even through our UK factories. Half of them arrived with a broken foot. So then you're like, oh, and what else? I mean, then our warehouse went into administration a month and a half into business. Maybe we negotiated prices too hard. But which gave us the opportunity to go on the road and find another one where we even had better prices because we went in like on negotiated even further. A lot of the products got in with delay at the beginning. I mean, some of it, like let's say, which was a lot for us, like 10-15% of the first batches were late, which is huge when you promise people like 10 to 14 weeks. And so that was just the beginning. Then we adapted the business, we built buffer, we had a target that we could have, we needed to have 95% of the customers delivered in advance rather than taking any risk on the lateness. We over-packaged stuff, we learned about like how to unassemble the feet of an armchair when delivering it. It's as basic as that. And then you have a better moment because you start scaling and suddenly you have those 4x sales in like 3 months and you're profitable. In January 2012, we were a profitable business already. And then everything goes wrong because your logistics partners can't cope with the growth, because your tech cannot cope with the growth, because we have payment issues, and you have to go back to it again. You switch from answering emails in like an hour and a half to 3 days, and you still don't have a phone number because you thought you had time to do it. Blah, 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 blah. So the few things we learned along the way, though, was even though we tried to anticipate growth as much as we could, it's sometimes never enough. And we should have had a phone number on the website, because if somebody is waiting for a delivery on a Monday morning and they took the morning off and on Monday 6 p.m. they still have no news and they can't call you, that doesn't look good. And even though you didn't have time to adapt, even though it's not your fault 100% because it's your delivery partners, it's still your fault. So we should have anticipated more. And also we were a bit... as it was our cash, and even though we raised like 2.5 million, we were very, very, I won't say cheap, but we were very cautious in how we were spending the cash.
Frugal.
We were very frugal. And I remember Brent telling me when we were raising the second round, he was like, you will see a big difference because suddenly you're going to be able to hire more staff on people with more experience than actually you have in their field. Which was true and wrong. I mean, that was really true. We could hire people with more experience. But by the way, what we did was hiring too quickly people with more experience and too much experience in their field who are not able to adapt to a new mindset, a new business model. So the first thing was anticipation. The second thing was hiring better. We had amazing staff. I mean, we have people who are still there and they've been crazy good. But anytime we hired people in a rush, and that rush could have been 3 months, we were wrong. Anytime we hired only on technical skills, on experience, we were wrong. You need to look for the right fit, the right people.
You can listen to the rest of this brilliant episode in full by subscribing to Sound Advice on Apple iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's be honest, who wouldn't?